With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The GOP-led House has approved a $14.3 billion measure for Israel's war with the Hamas terrorist, defying the president's request to pair it with aid for Ukraine, setting up a collision with a Democratic-controlled Senate. Meanwhile, Gaza City now nearly surrounded by Israeli troops.
The IDF has tightened its encirclement of Gaza City as Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrives in Israel to press for a humanitarian pause in the fighting with Hamas and for more aid to be allowed into besieged Gaza. Roughly 800 people, including hundreds of Palestinians with foreign passports and dozens of injured people, have been allowed to leave the Gaza Strip so far. More than 1,400 people in Israel have been killed, most of them in the October 7th Hamas attack that started the fighting, and 242 hostages were taken from Israel into Gaza by the militant group. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, hiring scaled back in October with 150,000 jobs added.
While the jobs numbers suggest a slowdown in hiring, Mark Hamrick, who's the senior economic analyst at Bankrate.com, says, let's not forget about the auto workers who are on strike.
If you add back in the 30,000 or so jobs that were subtracted from this total because of the auto worker strikes, you essentially get to where that forecast was.
So it's hard to say if this is the start of that downward trend the Fed has been looking for.
If we see further moderation in the job market, further downward revisions in the payrolls numbers, that tells us that that very hot Q3 GDP number is not likely to be sustained.
I'm Shelley Adler.
This weekend, daylight saving time is out. Standard time is in. Set your clocks back 1 hour. The Dow had 216 points. The NASDAQ up 145. This is SRN News. The new Speaker of the House talks about faith.
Mike Johnson doesn't have a favorite Bible verse. He's got a favorite chapter. The Louisiana Republican tells the Daily Signal that he loves Psalm 37, adding, quote, I would call that my life's passage, the whole psalm. It's so applicable to these times. Johnson, who has worked for the Southern Baptist Convention, says the mainstream media is still hostile to evangelical Christians. He was recently compared to the Taliban by the editors of the Daily Beast. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another state with strong pro-life laws reporting a sharp drop in abortion. According to Texas Health and Human Services, there were a little over 22,000 abortions in the state of Texas last year. That's a 59% reduction from 2021. Chemical abortions, which are the most common in Texas, declined by 51%. This is SRN News. Workers' strikes are becoming more prevalent, it seems, and now hotel workers at 18 casinos in the Las Vegas Strip could go on strike soon. Lisa Dwyer with the latest.
Tens of thousands of Las Vegas hotel workers have set a strike deadline for next week. The Culinary Workers Union, which has not gone on strike in decades, says that about 35,000 members whose contracts expired earlier this year could walk off the job if deals aren't reached on issues such as pay, job security, and benefits by November 10th. With casino giants MGM Resorts International, Caesars Entertainment, and Wynn Resorts. A sweeping strike could cause major disruptions to big events such as the Strip's inaugural Formula One races scheduled for later this month. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.